welcome on the program, Ben.
Thanks very much for having me, Miles.
Yes, no trouble. Now, what has this new study told us about cycling injuries in Australia?
So what we looked at was whether fatalities and serious injuries were changing over time. And we also looked at the disability burden and economic costs of these injuries. And so for all road users, what we saw was that there was a decline in the number of fatalities, but the number of serious injuries didn't actually change over the study period. Furthermore, and most concerning, was the fact that we saw a rise in serious injuries in cyclists at around 8% per year. And in fact, the absolute number of cases more than doubled over the 9-year study period. So it's clear that we have a really big problem on our hands.
Absolutely. That's a rather shocking statistic when you think about it. Why do you think serious cyclist injuries are on the rise while road crash fatalities are declining?
We're not exactly sure what's explaining these increases in injury rates. It could be thought that participation might be increasing, but in fact, when we look at the limited participation data that we do have in terms of cycling in Australia, we've actually seen a decline in participation over the last 6 or so years. We certainly know that perceived safety, so how safe someone feels on the road, is one of the biggest barriers to increased participation in cycling. So it's clear that what we need to do is try and provide the safest environment that we possibly can for our cyclists. So really, we need to take a systems approach that will include looking at safer roads, so providing cycling-specific infrastructure, such as dedicated and separated bicycle lanes. Also looking at safer speeds, so through things like lower speed limits to protect our vulnerable road users, and also safer people. We know that we need to improve the culture around cyclists as legitimate road users, such as things like improving our legislation, education, and also training for all of our road users.
And let's get to that, because that is really what I think, as someone who drives on Sydney a lot, there is a big dichotomy between, I think, drivers really becoming quite frustrated with cyclists, but cyclists feeling fundamentally unsafe, and proving through this data that's coming out is the amount of serious injuries. I suppose it raises the question, are Australian bicycles and roads compatible?
It's a great question. I think our data certainly suggests that we've got a long way to go. We're not doing enough to protect our cyclists. Certainly, there is a cultural issue on our roads at the moment, and we know that we need to change the way in which people cycle. So what I mean by that is the fact that physical inactivity is one of the really big contributors towards early death in Australia. So what we need to try and do is increase our levels of physical activities. And one of the obvious ways of doing that is through having people, for example, ride to work, providing them with a safe environment that enables them to comfortably and injury-free conduct their ride to work. But certainly this cultural issue around cyclists is a challenging one. It's not going to be something that we can flick a switch and it's going to correct overnight. It's going to take change and slow progress. But we've seen in other countries, and certainly in Europe, that it is possible. You can create this fantastic environment for cyclists, and that we can protect cyclists and really have reduced injuries.
Now, I want to touch on this culture aspect of it. What, do you have any reasoning as to why it might be that there is this kind of attitude towards cyclists that isn't very positive? I think a lot of drivers find cyclists frustrating, if anything.
Yeah, I think what we need to do, I'm not personally sure exactly what's driving this cultural issue in terms of cyclists and drivers, but everyone needs to play their part on the road. We are all responsible for our actions, and these actions not only affect ourselves, but also everyone around us. I think what needs to be made apparent is the fact that often these cyclists are just trying to get from A to B, and what we need to do is try and provide the environment that enables them to do that safely. Now, how we change this culture, I'm not exactly sure. We certainly need to try and protect cyclists, and really promote cyclists as legitimate road users. And also, as we've spoken about, really provide them with separated infrastructure. If we can do that, then we can reduce the potential for interactions between cyclists and motorists.
Now, earlier you touched on Europe as a different approach to cycling and a fundamentally different culture around cycling on roads. How do we compare as a nation to other countries around the world?
From what the limited data that we have access to, we look like we have a bit of a problem with cycling-related injury. When we look at what's been happening in the Netherlands, for example, they've seen really quite significant declines over time, both in terms of fatalities and serious injuries. And so in terms of our serious injuries, we're seeing the inverse and increasing injury trends in cyclists. And clearly, this demonstrates that we need to try and invest in cyclist safety. We need to provide cyclists with these opportunities, and we need to also change the way in which we think about cycling. Cycling's commonly been thought of as a sport and recreational activity, but as I'm sure you're aware, when you go to Europe, cycling is very much also a transportation method. And so we need to try and promote cycling as a form of transport.
Ben, thanks very much for joining The Daily.
Thanks very much for having me.